The story of some historic Ann Arbor log cabin beams is a bit like reading a mystery novel, following a long path of twists and turns pursued by local historians and city officials.
In the cabin were beams. The original people that came to Ann Arbor had their names carved in the beam, and we're trying to preserve those beams and find out something to do with them.
That's 92-year-old Al Gallup from Ann Arbor. The last name may sound familiar, as he is the son of Eli Gallup, Ann Arbor's park superintendent in 1919, who spent nearly 40 years in that position. Back in 1898, a log cabin was built and located in Ann Arbor, where Teppan Middle School now sits. It was later moved to Burns Park, which used to be the county fairgrounds, and eventually taken down in the mid-50s. Beverly Willis is an administrator with the Washtenaw County Historical Society. She explains in the cabin were wood beams, where the names of many of the founding families of Washtenaw County were inscribed.
Every city is almost represented, several prominent families, many families we've never heard of. But everybody paid $5 to have their name inscribed on a log, which then were sawed from logs into planks by Eli Gallup.
And Eli Gallup's son says in 1955, the cabin was torn down, but his father made sure to save the wood beams with the names inscribed.
And so they got sawed in the 50s and then stored. And they've been stored a lot of different places, apparently, and they've been really hard to find.
A picture of the citizen-inscribed log cabin beams was posted on the Washtenaw County Historical Society's Facebook page, according to Willis, and that started a search for them.
One of our Historical Society members was looking at our Facebook page and saw the photo posted. And when she looked at the photo, she saw that one of her ancestors' names was on the beams. So then she wrote Susan Weinberg, and she said, "I see my family name on these beams. How can we find out more? Where are they?" And once Susan Weinberg gets on a case and a question, the answer gets discovered.
Susan Weinberg is the city of Ann Arbor's historian, an author, and also a board member of the Washtenaw County Historical Society.
I said to myself, you know, everyone's been wondering about this forever. I'm going to find out where they are. So I emailed the city clerk, and she said, "Sorry, nobody knows." And then a day later, she wrote me back and said, "Oh, somebody does know. Kevin Ernst of the Parks Department knew where they were. And they were at a shed at the entrance to Gallup Park."
Kevin Ernst is a supervisor for the City of Ann Arbor's Parks and Recreation Department. We met up at the city's Wheeler Center.
So we found the beams out at Gallup in a well house at Gallup, and we brought them. We had staff load them back up, and we brought them back here at the Wheeler, put them in our shop for safekeeping until the Historical Society could look at them, which was our shop is right here. And then in here, we had them stacked up right in the middle of the shop, easy to access, and people to come and look at. So after that, it took a couple weeks for Historical Society to put together a plan to come and look at them. And the people, I think, whose names were on them were interested in them, or that's how they knew they existed.
Part of that plan includes the creation of the Burns Park Pioneer Planks Committee. Planks because the beams were cut into smaller pieces for safekeeping. George Taylor, who is president of Ann Arbor's historic cobblestone farm, also a member of that committee, took me to a barn where the historic planks are now currently stored.
We're on the west side of the airport. We're in a storage barn that's operated by the Ann Arbor Parks Department. The barn's been here for almost 100 years.
We walk up a grassy hill into the barn, dimly lit by daylight streaming through the old wooden roof. Taylor, who says it's his job to time travel as he works on the historic Ann Arbor cobblestone farm and is also a committee member, says he's involved in the planks discovery and journey because it ties him to the past through a piece of history. He peels back a large tarp that covers the planks stacked up against the wall of the 100-year-old barn.
These are the beams. And like I say, these used to be old logs. They were logs that were in a log cabin at Burns Park. And then Al Gallup's dad had them cut off the logs so they could store them easier when they tore the cabin down.
Taylor goes through some of the planks, reading the names and dates inscribed.
The date when they settled in the township, this is 1830. This one was Webster Township, and it was 1832. There's another one. 1830 here.
Many of the names are recognizable as current streets in Washtenaw counties or businesses still operating today.
I have a number of small ones. Jacob Silber and Jacob Calder, Ann Arbor.
There are 43 boards altogether with an average length of 12 to 14 feet, with the longest one 19 feet long. Al Gallup remembers being inside the cabin built in 1898 when he was a kid.
It was pretty minimal. It was getting in bad shape, you know. Carpenter ants and stuff had pretty much eaten it, and it was not too much cabin left, actually.
But he says he's glad all the efforts paid off to find the historic beams, cut into planks, stored and moved around Ann Arbor.
I thought they should be preserved, as my father thought they should be preserved. And it's really impressive that they finally found them, because they've moved all over town as different people ran the parks and moved them to different locations. So now we know where they are, and I think they're safe.
Ellen Ramsburg is a member of the Historic Plank Committee and said there was excitement when she mentioned the discovery to her neighborhood association.
And I happened to mention this project, and everybody got so excited. They were applauding, and they said, a good news story. This is a good news story. This is a positive story. And it is. People get excited about it, you know, especially the story of how they were missing for 60 years and rediscovered.
Mary Ellen Wall from Pittsfield Township is also part of the committee, joining in because she wanted to find out how many Pittsfield pioneers were also part of this historic discovery.
My husband and I do a lot of research specifically in Pittsfield Township, but I just think this is totally exciting. Pittsfield was known as an agricultural area. To see these things that they were carved by pioneers, it's just exciting. I've located 11 of them.
Now that the 120-year-old historic beams made of strong oak wood have been located and safely secured, Beverly Willis of the Washtenaw County Historical Society explains what they hope to do with them next.
We are looking for ideas and input and financial support and resources to help us relocate these beams to a place where they can be on display, seen, and appreciated by all the members of the community.
And ultimately, according to Willis, they hope they are enjoyed and cherished, and the community is as excited as they are for the history they represent.
When I go to work at the museum on Main Street, in that house that was built in 1835, and you walk up those original stairs and you touch those walls, you just can't help but feel excited about being in an environment like that. And that's what we really want to have happen with these planks, and for people in the community to feel this really exciting feeling about their local history.
History that took a while to track down and may soon no longer be hidden in plain sight. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.